Komm, Herr Brunner. Komm, Herr Brunner, schau uns an, schau mal, wo ist der Kalle in der Zufäße? Bei Kamash Milan, wenn ihr nach Cheske schau, schau mal, mir so the Gemara thinks that mir jay means your Zufäße. So the Gemara says, no, meine Teile, mir jay mir jay, la fuke, mikutois. Maybe mir jay mir jay means that it can't be less, it has to be 3 full years, not 33 months, and 36 months. But doesn't necessarily, but doesn't necessarily have to be 36 consecutive months. Maybe you could have a year and take a break and then have another year and so on. So Kamash Malon, so therefore everyone has to say the fairs that you have to have with Sufis. Now that Rafuna was Mechadis, you need to have with Sufis. So that goes back into Pshat in the Mishnah Miyamuyah. The Gemara initially thought Miyam Liyam means Ritzufas, but then what's the Chiddush of Rav Huna? Gemara says, I might have thought maybe Miyam Liyam is only Lapuke Mekutais. But Ritzufas maybe is still good. But now that Rav Huna says that Ritzufas is not good, the stomach, that's part of the Pshat in Miyam Liyam, that it has to be 36 consecutive full months, 3 full years. I think the Rashbam says that the Teresh. Let's see the Rashbam. Shachalun Ritzufas. אבל אם ניחא שנה שנייה, ואחר כך אוכל שתי שנה משלישי של רביעס, מוציא אומר על הסוד, והי דלי מאחלי לו, חיינו משום, דאיבש לשנה שנייה. אמר כמה כסה, you know why I wasn't מייחא? Because I saw that you let it lie fallow the second year. And the golus הדייתוך, דלב דידוך חבוי. In that year of letting it lie fallow, you were מגל הדס, it is not yours. והילקה חלזר עטו, you saw. So that's why I wasn't meicha. I wasn't meicha because you yourself were medala das, and it's not your field. So I didn't feel a need to be meicha. That's why the 3 years have to be ritzufis. Rabbi Yehuda says a little bit different, slightly different. I'm not sure the difference is significant enough. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Amar Rav Huna Shalosh Shanim Shalom Ritzufis, Aval Mufuzorois, Kevin Shneir Kemachzik Kegazlin, the Shomit VeOchel Chodesh Oso the Shabbat LeLahar Oso. Since the Machzik, he looks like he's being Machziked by Kegazlin. He's Oichel a year, and then he goes away for a year. He leaves the Soda for a year. Lefichach Ein Haloi Chayshis Limchis." The Merkava didn't see that he needs to be Meicha. The guy's behaving like a Gazan anyway. The Merkava relied on the fact that everybody knows this guy. Everybody sees that this guy's not a Bailam because he's being in and out guy. You see that he's being Machzikit in the Derech of a Gazan. He runs away for a year. Shovik Lalaharish also. Yeah, it's a difference. There are Shvam Chor difference for. I'm saying Golus Hadaitach Delav Didoch. Then Mr. Rashbam Behemshech has a lotion also that he's not doing it. It's fine, it's different in Romania, but I'm not sure how much the difference is different. Because even the Rashbam who says that Goli, that the Svar is that you're Megala Das Delav Didoch, the Rashbam himself in the Hemshech says, I asked him, maybe baggy in the first wide line. The Rashbam says that in a place where everybody's maybe shana, so then it is a good chazaka because the achzik bo ki the machzik yinshi. So it's mavu in the Rashbam that the gilu das the lav didoch is because it's not ki the machzik yinshi. When everybody else does it too, then it's ki the machzik yinshi. Well, ki the machzik yinshi and not so. It's not a contradiction in the Rashbam. The Rashbam. The first Rashbam says that why was the Merakama not Meicha? Because there's a Gili Das the Lav Didoch. And why is it a Gili Das the Lav? Where does the Gili Das the Lav Didoch come from? The Gili Das the Lav Didoch lies in the fact that he's not Machzik and Machzik Yinshi. That's what you have to say. Yeah, if it was kidemachsiki, then it wouldn't be gilidas. But since it's not kidemachsiki in she, so mimele it's a gilidas, the lav didoch. Let's see if I can understand. I'm coming back to this. Just, we'll come back to this in a second. Cheskosin shal shalom yom liyom shleih hefzik b'neim. So the Gemara is asking, the Mishnah itself is saying within your Bitzufais. Says the Gemara, no. My yom liyom the ketavim as nisim limutim ikut toys. The teimim shal shalom ikut toys kama. Keichi the ketani seifas ha'i peis ha'bal cheskosin shal shalom ve'enim yom liyom el gimel chadosh ha'mishayin v'yom chadosh ha'achrayinu v'yud beis b'emsa. So maybe beis ha'shloch could also be a yud ches chaydish. So the Mishnah says, no, it has to be miyoyim liyoyim. It has to be 36 months. But not necessarily the tzufais. Kamash b'lon rafuno, the davke ketoni limuti mifuzaris. That when the Mishnah says, here it's mifushin roshvam, kamash b'lon rafuno, the davke ketoni. That when the Mishnah says miyoyim liyoyim, it's bedavka. And it's mimayit not only mikutois, but it's mimayit mifuzaris as well. So it's mifushin roshvam. That once rafuno said that you need to have a tzufais, so then that becomes again the pshat. So then that's read back into the Mishnah. And when the Mishnah said miyom liyom, it meant bedafka, not only lapukei mikutois, but the lumutei mifuzores as well. So the kitzer, Rav Huna's, the dinner for tzufa says in the Mishnah itself. The reason why I'm making such a big tzimis about it is because this really is my ma'ira question. Shitas Rashi and the Rashbam as well, Rashi and the Mishnah and the Rashbam and Lamed Bo, is that the Tanakhama and the Mishnah is Halchi Yushu. The Tanakhama Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. Remember, well, that was one of the basic machlokes we had. Pshat in the Mishnah. Who's the Tanakhama? The Ramban, that Mishmeres, they hold the Tanakhama is the Chacham. That you have to have Gimel Shonim Shleimus. I, the Tanakhama, said that it's Gimel Shonim Ve'enim Yoyim Yoyim. So the Rashba said, Enim Yoyim Yoyim means you don't have to eat payas every day. But if you have to be there for 36 months, you need Gimel Shonim Shleimus. Ramban had a slightly different variation, but Akoponim, that whole Mishmeres, they learned. The Tanakhama is the Chachamim, not Hilchi Yishu, not Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is coming to be Chaylik in the Tanakhama. Shitas Rashi, and likewise Shitas Rashbam and Lamed Vav, is that the Tanakhama is Rabbi Shmuel. When the Tanakhama said, Gimel Shonim Ve'enim Yoyim L'Yoyim, and Rabbi Shmuel said, Yud Ches Chaydish, Rabbi Shmuel is coming to be Mefarish the Tanakhama. The Emes is in portion, the Rashbam will be here also. The Rashbam himself says, Ches Kesholo Shonim Ve'enim Yoyim L'Yoyim. What does it mean to Einu Yom Yom? That it's not like a Beis HaBaal, where it's enough to have Yud Ches, where it's enough to have... I'm sorry, the Rashbam over here says that when it says in the Reisha that by a Beis HaShlochen you need Gimel Shonim Yom Yom, maybe that just means, as opposed to a Beis HaBaal, where it's enough to have Yud Ches Chodesh. So you see that he's talking in the Tanakhama, and he says that in a Beis HaBaal, Yud Ches Chodesh is enough, which is Rabbi Shmuel. Because he learns, like Rashi in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Shmuel is coming to him and farish the Tanakhama. So it comes out that Shitas Rashbam, like Shitas Rashi, is that the Tanakhama is Holchi Yushu. And it says in the Rashbam over here that after Rav Huna, I read Rutsufais back into the Tanakhama who said Miyam Miyam. So if you put that together, it's Mavur in the Rashbam, that the din of Rav Huna was said even according to Holchi Yushu. No, Il Moli, the Rashbam, Hayamokam Leimah, maybe Rav Huna is only talking La'alacha. La'alacha, we pass like Chachamim. That you have the Gimel Shonim is because Tlashnim is Dorinish Peshtorah and so on. So then there's an Indian of, then you have to have Ritzufis. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, maybe you don't have to have Ritzufis. In the Rashbam, it's Muchuch that the din of Ritzufis was said not only according to the Chachamim, La'alacha, but it was said even according to Holchi Yushu. And that in turn raises a question of many. Because Eshvam explains, what's the pshat? Why do you have to have Ritzufis? Because if you don't have Ritzufis, the Marakana could say, you know why I wasn't a Meicha? Because that year, you weren't there, so it's not Kinemach Sikinshi, the Eshvam says later, and in the beginning he says, it's Golos Sadaitach, the Lab Didoch. So that's why I wasn't Meicha. So, again, let's picture the case. We have a year of Achila, a year that he skipped, and then the next 2 years he was machzik. That's the Rashbam, Moshel Zedais. Now, according to the Chachamim, I could sort of understand. Chazok is based on the fact that he was shaysik for 3 years. There's a problem buried in even according to the Chacham. We'll come back to it. But meanwhile, let's say, according to the Chacham, the Chazak is based on the fact that he was Shoysik for 3 years. So, says Rav Huna, if I was Shoysik for 3 years, says Rav Huna, but if there was a year that you weren't there, so I could say, you know why I was Shoysik for 3 years? I would have after 3 years, I would have spoken up, except that I saw that you're not Machzik and Machzik Yinshi. I saw that you're that gully, so that's why I didn't feel that I had to. When I saw that you're skipping a year, I changed my mind, I decided not to be Mech. But according to Holchi Usho, the shtika that's an anomaly and that's a reyesa is even 1 year. The whole point of Holchi Usho is that a year of shtika is already a reyesa in the Chesed Markama. Every year is a chilo, or every year is shtika. Let's say it's the shtika. Is a reis in the. Remember, we saw in the Ramban, maybe it's the Etzem Achilo, then Machal Rav Huna, if no Shaykhus of it. But even if it's not the Etzem Achilo, maybe even if it's the shtika Sabalim, the anomaly is the shtika Sabalim. So the Yisayt of Halchi Usha is that every Achilo really is a reis in the Cheskes Markam. Except that if it's only once, maybe it's a mikra. If it's two times, maybe it's a mikra. Three times, I see that it's not a mikra. But once I see that it's not a mikra, so each case was not a mikra, but the unit of shtika that's erased in the Cheskes Marakama is 1 year. It's not 3 years of shtika, it's 1 year of shtika. That 1 year of shtika, I could explain away. Maybe it's a mikra. Next year of shtika, I could explain away. It happens three times, now I can't explain it away anymore. But once I see that it's a pattern and none of the shtikas are a mikra, each shtika is a separate and independent race in the Cheskes Marakama. So then what does it mean that the Marakama says, you know why I wasn't Meicha? The first year when the Marakama was Shoysik. The first year the Marakama was Shoysik. So now, can the Tanakama excuse it by saying, you know why I wasn't Shoysik? Because I knew that next year you're going to be Meivir. That doesn't make any sense. The year that he was Shoysik was already a race in its own right. A year of Shtika is against the Cheskes Marakama. Okay, then there was a second year. The second year he wasn't around. So, okay. So he was allowed to be Shoysik the second year. You weren't around the second year, so I'm allowed to be Shoysik the second year. Comes along the third year. The third year, you're working the field. I'm Shoysik. Again, it's Shireyas. Can I say, you know why I wasn't Meivir? Can I say, you know why I wasn't Meivir in the third year? Because I know that last year you were Meivir. Is that a Tanya? Can I say, you know why I was quiet in year three? Because I saw that in year two you weren't around. So that made it, that gave me an excuse not to be Meicha in year three. I don't think that's true. I don't think it makes any sense. Because if that was true, then how would, Rav Huna said if you have year one, three, and four, it's no good. Because you skip year two. But what if you skip year two and then you're Machzik three, four, and five? That's a lot of good. That's Ritzufis. But if you're not being there in year two gave me an excuse not to be Meicha in year three, then the Chazaka shouldn't start till year four, five, and six. I should make it a point to bring markers that we make. But that's so complicated. Pedagogically, maybe. But anyway. In other words, your absence in year two explains my silence in year two. Excuses my silence in year two. It can't excuse my silence in year one. And it doesn't really excuse my silence in year three or four. If it did, then you couldn't be machzik even if you went on to year six. So if the unit of shtika is 3 years, it's like one shtika, 3 years, a 3 year long shtika. Like the Moshe Rav in the beginning, the earlier Rav in the top of the Amud, it's tlashlin lekopit. 1 year person that makbid, 2 years not makbid, 3 years he's makbid. So you need a continuous shtick of 3 years. So then I would understand what Rav Huna is saying. Rav Huna is saying a continuous shtick of 3 years. You know, there was no continuous shtick of 3 years because it takes 3 years for me to, you know, it takes 3 years for me to get boiling. My boiling point is after 3 years. But if you keep taking the pot off the fire, then it'll never reach the boiling point. You know, if you're there for 3 years, I get angry. But if in year two you weren't there, so then there wasn't 3 years. There wasn't a continuous 3 years to make me angry. In the middle, it was a period when you were in Megal Das, the Lav Didok, when you were Machzik and Machzik Yinshi. So I never had the 3 years to get angry enough to be Meicha. even though there was 3 years in total, there was one and then three and then four, but there wasn't a continuous 3 years, so there wasn't an opportunity for me to get angry. So the Midol Emicha never got off the ground. That's good in Chachamim, that it's a Midol Emicha of 3 years. But in Holchei Yusha, every year is a race. Every year is a race in its own right. Every year is a Negicha. The first year of Shtika is a Negicha. The first year, if a year is a race, then who cares that the next year you weren't there? But this year was a race. Year one was a race, and for that matter, year three was a race, and year four was a race, and they were and it's three times, so it's not a mikra. The absence of year two doesn't make the other years a mikra. That doesn't say in the Rashbam. You know, maybe Ayamokam Leimer that if there was a different Rashbam, then maybe you could say that if I'm only quiet year one, three, and four, and I'm not there, and I'm not quiet for year two, and but year two I have no reason to be mikra. Maybe that's called a mikra. I mean, I don't know what even the svara would be, but that's not what it says in Rashbam. So lechayra. So yeah, in Bali Rashbam, I could say maybe who says Rav Huna's talking the Holchei Yusha? Maybe Rav Huna's only talking the Chacham. Maybe in a Chanami, according to Holchei Yusha, maybe there's no dinner for Tzufas. But in the Rashbam, it's Muchuch that the dinner for Tzufas was said even in the Tanakhama. When the Tanakhama said, because the Rashbam holds the Tanakhama, I'm sorry, in the Rashbam, it's Muchuch that the din of Ritzufis was said even in Holchei Yusha. Because the Rashbam holds, like Rashi, that the Tanakhama is Holchei Yusha. And B, the Rashbam learns that when the Tanakhama said Miyoyim Liyoyim, he meant the din of Ritzufis. So it's Muchuch in the Rashbam that Holchei Yusha also had the din of Ritzufis. But in Svar, the Chor, it's hard to understand. That was even without the Rashbam. It's Mukha in the Gemara. If you learn like Rashi, that the Tanakhama is Holchei Yusha. So in the Gemara itself, it's already a mashma that Holchei Yusha also had the dinner of Tzufais. Because from the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara says, "My kamaslon, what's Rav Huna's chiddush that you need with Tzufais?" The Tanakhama already said it. So you see from the Gemara's kasha that the Gemara held that the dinner of Tzufais could be in the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama could have the dinner of Tzufais. The question even is stronger in the Rashbam, because in the Gemara you could say, well, that was only in the Gemara was asking the Kasha, but maybe the Maskana, the Tanakhama, is not saying the dinner of Tzufis. So it's not as terrible, you know. It's still a deal. But in the Rashbam, that even the Maskana, that's the emes, that when the Tanakhama said, Miyoyim, Taka meant the dinner of Tzufis. So that means that Holchei Yusha really have the dinner of Tzufis. But what sense does the dinner of Tzufis make according to the Tanakhama? Lefi those who show him that the Tanakhama is not Holchei Yusha. Tanakhama is Chachamim, the Ramban, the Rashba, that base matters that the Tanakhama really is the Chachamim, then there's no raya from the Gemara that Holchei Yusha hold from the dinner of Tzufis. Could very well be that they don't hold from the dinner of Tzufis. But to feed the Rashba, L'chor, it's hard to. L'chor, it's a difficulty. It's a question of there's a cheshbon, but then the kashas and so. In a cheshbon, it's muchach in the Rashbam, and maybe it's muchach from the whole sheet of Rashi that the Tanakhama is Holchei Yusha. Sorry, like this. In the Gemara, it's mashma that the Tanakhama also has the dinner of Tzufis, because the Gemara wants to read it into Miyam Liyam. So it's mashma. The Gemara thought that the Tanakhama could have the dinner of Tzufis. In the Rashbam, it's even more mefurish that it's not only a hakasha that didn't the Tanakhama say the dinner of Tzufis. But even the Maskana, that's the emes that the Tanakhama said the dinner of Tzufis. Just I wouldn't know that that's what the Tanakhama meant without Rav Huna. But after Rav Huna, that's what the Tanakhama meant. So it says in the Gemara that the Tanakhama has the dinner of Tzufis. Now, who's the Tanakhama? So that's the Machlokes. Some Yishonim learned the Ramban, that base medrash, that the Tanakhama is Chachamim. So fine, so then there's no Bechidish. Chachamim had the dinner of Tzufis. Rav Huna is about saying the din lahalok, he needed Tzufis. He's saying the din lahalok, but the Chachamim. But the Firashi in the Rashbam, the Tanakhama is Holchei Yusha. So that means that the dinner of Tzufis was said even in Holchei Yusha. That's the Cheshbon. So now I'm asking Kashan Svar. In Svar, it's hard for me to understand how in Holchei Yusha there could be a dinner of Tzufis. If the logic of Tzufis is that he says, you know why I was Shoysik? I was Shoysik because you kept going away. You kept going away, so I was Shoysik because I saw that your Golas Adayt of the Labdi Dok. That would make sense if the unit of shtika was 3 years. 3 years shtika is what is the raglayim over is the 3 years of shtika. But in Halacha Yusha, it's not the way. In Halacha Yusha, every year of Shtika is the Reyes. Every year of Shtika is a Reyes in its own right. It's an anomaly in its own right. It's a Reyes in the Chesed Markam in its own right. Except that each one alone, I can explain away as a Mikra. So I need to have three. But when I have three, each Shtika is significant in its own right. Well, so what does it matter? They went away in year two. But in year one, the Shtika of year one was about as significant. The Shtika of year three and four was about as significant. And it happened three times, so it's not a Mikra. So who cares that in year two is Golis Adaitech Delav Didoch?
It's only Reyes after 3 years in a row, meaning that once
there's
that middle year, before the 3 years, it's still considered to be a Mikra. So during that second year, for example, so the Markama could say, see, it was a Mikra. He didn't say it.
The Markama Shtika shows that the Markama's, the absence of the fact that you're not there in the second year shows that the first year was a mikra. It's really hard to understand. Why does it show that it was a? The Tanakhama is saying I had a reason to be shaysik. The reason why I was shaysik is because I saw you not there. Now the first year he didn't have that reason because he didn't know the future. The third year he didn't have that reason. He can't say the reason why I was shaysik the third year is because I knew that you weren't there the second year. I said, I'm not sure either. Because if that was true, then it wouldn't help for him to go on and be maxic 3, 4, and 5. Because year 3 was undermined. But the halach is, even though Ravun requires ritzufais, so you can't be maxic year 1, 3, and 4, but you can certainly be maxic year 3, 4, and 5. So the absence in year 2 doesn't undermine the significance of year 3. Every year in its own right is, every year of shtikas. So what is that? So what is this gili das of year two? Hakochik just means the shtick of 3 years doesn't count because it was interrupted with the gili das the lab didoch. But who needs the shtick of 3 years? All I need is the shtick of 1 year three times.
Once that second year happens,
it's megala
the first year,
just
a mikra.
Again, that doesn't make sense. Why? How can megala the first year was a mikra? The first year. Why is the first year a mikra?
That's what we think until the third year.
No, but why? Why do we think the first year was a mikra? Why does the fact that the machzik was megalad das, what happened? The second year, nothing changed in the marakama. What changed was the machzik. The machzik in the second year gave the marakama a reason to be shaysik. But the marakama the first year didn't know that was going to happen. So the marakama shtika the first year is just as anomalous. Doesn't change what's strange. The shtick of the Tanakhama the first year is just as strange after the second year as it was after the first year. Because the Tanakhama didn't know the future. When the Tanakhama was Shaisik of Hadar, that was Reyes. So why would the shtick of the second year make the first year into a mikra? It doesn't make any sense. The only way out I could think two possible svaras, but they're both of them not so simple. The kash is very strong. It seems the kash is very strong. What could we possibly say to get out of this kash? So that was just a rhetorical question. Really, I should let a few people try to give somebody stand up. Yeah,
I said the first year you think maybe it was a mikra, yeah. Then the second year when he's not there, so that's confirmatory that the first year was up. Now you don't think it was a mikra. Now it's avad, it was a mikra.
I'm not sure that I follow it. Why was it a?
Because if it wasn't a mikra, so then he would still be here. He's the owner.
So, since the second year seems to show that the Maksik himself says he's Megal Das, that he didn't buy it. So that makes me think that the Maksik really didn't buy it. And if the Maksik didn't really buy it, so why was the Merakam a Shaisik? It must have been a mix-up.
So,
yeah, but that's, that itself is hard. The shtick of the Merakam is a mikra. It's sad that the shtick of the Merakam is... Normally, the way we normally understand it is the shtick of the Merakama, maybe it's a mikra, because maybe it's a mikra. Maybe the Tanakhama was shaysa because he had a sore throat. But maybe the other reasons why he was shaysa. It's not that I... It doesn't say in the Gemara, or certainly doesn't say in the Rishbam, that the that your absence in the second year tells Basin that you're not a muksuk, that is not really yours. And therefore, now Basin thinks that it's not really yours, and therefore Basin then reinterprets my shtik as having been a mikra. It doesn't say that in the Rishbam. It says that your absence in the second year gives me an excuse to be shaysik. You know why I was shaysik? Because you were absent in the second year, you were Megal Das the Lav Didoch. Well, I didn't have, but last year I didn't have that excuse. That's in no way an explanation of why I was shaysik last year, in year one. And for that matter, it's in no way an explanation of why I'm shaysik next year, in year three. So then what does it do? So if the measure of shtika was a three-year shtika, you have to be shaysik for 3 years in order for even to dare to be a kpeda. So then I understand. I never reached the 3 years of kpeda because you kept being megal das in the middle, the lab didoch. But Hochi Yushal don't have that. Hochi Yushal, no. Every yachil is a kpeda. Every yachil is a reyesa. Every yachil is a reyesa. Except that I need three times in order for the reyeses to add up to something significant. So the lashon of the Rashbam is that your absence is my excuse for being shaysik. Because you were absent, I was shaysik. That wasn't true in year one. It wasn't true in year three. It wasn't true in year four. So what's missing? I have three shtikas, none of which are excusable, and together it's a pattern. So what does that have to do with you know, what is the Rav Fudel Chara doesn't make any sense in this world. So maybe I thought maybe two things. I'm not sure if either one's going to work so well. Let's just talk it out. But one mahalach that maybe you could say. That since every shtika by itself is a mikra, every shtika by itself could be ascribed as a mikra. So maybe the way it works is, the normal way to understand is, each shtika by itself could be a mikra. But once it happens three times, so then each one wasn't a mikra. I say there's a pattern already, so each one was something. Maybe that's not how it works. Maybe the way it works. You know, the MS, I think that is how it works, but maybe that's not how it works. Maybe the way it is, since one time could be a mikra, two times could be, and the second time by itself could be a mikra, and the third time by itself could be a mikra. So for me to say that it's not a mikra, I have to merge the three shtikas into one shtik of 3 years, and then already it's not a mikra. Like, I need, it's not enough that it happens three times. I need to be mitzarefit into a single, the making a pattern out of it means that I'm being mitzarefet to a shtika that lasted for 3 years. I mean, I know it works exactly by Sharmud. I have to be mitzaref the three negichos into a series of negichos. So it's not just one negicha. It's not even one negicha and then another, again, one negicha and again, another one negicha. Because one negicha could always be a mikra. It needs to be that the Sharmud went into an adagio of negichos. He went into like a whole pattern of negichos. Like a battering of negicha. So then it's mistarif to something that's not a mikra. So derech zeh, it can't just be one. Even if I have three shtikas, but if it's three one, if it's three individual shtikas, that still can be a mikra. I need it to be mistarif to a repetitive shtika. The bialim is shaysik and shaysik and shaysik. So they have to be mistarif to each other. So therefore, in effect. The bialim have to be. So therefore, in effect, what I need is for the bialim to be shaysik for 3 years. I need him to keep doing it. He keeps being shaysik. He's shaysik, and then the shtika goes into another shtika and another shtika. But if in the middle there's a year when the bialim are allowed to be shaysik, so even if he do, even if the second year he was allowed to be shaysik, so even though the third year and the fourth year he still has year one, year three, and four, but you can't be mitzarif them anymore. Because the tzirif implies that it's one long shtika, and here it's not one long shtika, because in the middle year, he was allowed to be shaysik. Like, he had a four-year shtika, but the middle year, the second year shtika, he was allowed to be shaysik. So therefore, the shtika of year one can't link up with year three and the year four as a single act of shtika. It needs to be a single act of shtika that has a pattern, that has pulses to it. But it has to be a single, a three-year-long shtika with three pulses. So then it could be misarif to be a pattern. Ulay. It's a very, this is over offer. I'm just, we're clutching at straws over here. That's maybe one possibility. I'm not happy with this. The kasha is much better than the teret. I mean, this is, because it's very wild. We don't have rights to any svar in the world that we want, The svaras have to be also, I don't know, I'm not so happy with this svar. I thought maybe we say a different word. Maybe we could say that even according to Hilchos Yeshua, even when you have shtikas that are a pattern, you have three shtikas that are a pattern, and so on. But the pattern has to indicate something. Maybe we saw this. The Gemara said before the previous Amud that the Gemara thought maybe according to Hilchos Yeshua you shouldn't even need a Taina. Why do you need a Taina? Where the Rabban explains the Kashya. Why do you need a Taina? Do it three Reyeses, and the three Reyeses blew up my Cheskes Marakam. The Gemara said, but the Mishnah says you do need a Taina. So the Gemara says, well, Taima my Dilma Kedekam Ratashdi Loitoin Anan Nekum Benitun Le. So the Rabban said over there that it means that since Me'elel Yotzim Rishusay, the Karka didn't leave my Rishusay on its own. So even when you have the Reyeses have to only count if they can be interpreted as a Raya that you bought the field. If we don't know, some Reyeses don't need an interpretation. The Gicha doesn't need an interpretation. It's in the Gicha, it's in the Gicha. But the Reyesa of Achilas HaKarka needs to be interpreted. If you don't, and we need to interpret it as being because you bought the field. If it's just an unexplained event, but it doesn't mean that you bought the field. If we, for example, knew for a fact that you didn't buy the field, then there would be a meaningless race. So we have to interpret it. It says the Gemara, since we have to interpret it, so you have to time it. Right. Why, just because we have to interpret it, do you have to time it? That I'm not going into. But you see from that Gemara that this is a unique kind of race. The Gemara says, but fair, it's a unique kind of race. That it needs to be interpreted as meaning that you bought the field. So, here we have the three achilas. So let's say there's three shtikas. Three achilas, three shtikas. So the shtik of the first year, when I was shaysik the first year, so what did my shtika, it's a reyes. What's the reyes? So the reyes is that my shtika seems to indicate that I sold you the field sometime before the first year. At that interpretation, it's not a race. Then the second year, you are Megaladas, that it's not your field. If in the second year you are Megaladas, that it's not your field, then and remember, the first year hasn't gotten off the ground yet. It's just one time. We need to have three times in order for the reyesa to count. So that first reyesa would seem to indicate its meaning was that I sold you the field sometime before the first year. The second year is a counterindication. So it undoes. Whatever the first year indicated, the second year indicates the opposite. So it's a wash. My shtika is an indication that I sold you the field sometime before the first year, but your Havara, the second year, is an indication the other way around. You're Megaladas the other way around. So that pretty much cancels out. So now when you come to year number three, so year number three, together with year number four, what do they indicate? They can't indicate that I sold you the field before year number one. Because the idea that I sold, the indication that I sold you the field before number one was already countermanded by the Hivar of year number two. What the Shtika in year number three and number four can do is indicate that I sold you the field before year number three, but not all the way back to before year number one. So Mela, it can't be Mitztarif, because the different, the Shtika of year number one was an indication that I sold you the field before year number one. The shtick of year number three and number four is an indication that I sold you the field before year number three and number four, but not that I sold you the field before year number one. Because, you know, the indication of that was in the first year, and that was already undone by the second year. So in Mela, the two of the 3 years are not able to even start, because they're indicating different things. So even though you have three shtickas, but the three shtickas are meyer on different things. Also, not so happy with this, among other reasons, because I don't know. I don't think that's actually what the Rashbam says. The Rashbam says, the words of the Rashbam are that I can taina. You know why I wasn't meicher? Because I saw that your goal is the daitach de lav didoch. In Halach Yishta, that makes no sense. Again, it only makes sense when you're talking about a 3 year long shtika. Yeah. At the end of the day, I don't really have a good teretz for this problem. Yeah.
How could there be a Havamin and Holchei Usha that is Mikra Tos? Don't you need to have three back-to-back days by Shor HaMuad in order to make it a Muad?
I don't think you do. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't remember. I don't think you do.
Probably
when
it's
Molshel
Shom, that's not saying
it
has to be three
right-back days. I don't think so. It just has to be, or if we who holds it has to be different days. I don't think it has to be back-to-back days. Maybe I'm misremembering. I don't think so.
Could be in like the Gemara in Bava Kamma, in Lam Zion area, speaks about Chazara Le'inyan Shor HaMuad. So could it be that year of emptiness is Ke'ain a Chazara of right a shore walking by another shore and not goring? So therefore that first one's not Ola Le'inyan Bichlal. Therefore the year three and year four, yes, they are two good reyes and of themselves. But really,
it's not the same for two reasons. First of all, Shor HaMuad, we're talking about the animal changing its nature, so in that year it reversed its nature. But that's not relevant over here. And I think even more to the point, when an animal, if in the middle it saw a behemoth, it wasn't a gechid, so that's the opposite of what the chazaka, of the pattern of negichas. There was a pattern of negichas that was broken by a pattern of not being negich. But over here, if the case was that he was shaysik a year, and the second year he screamed, and the third and the fourth year he didn't scream, so that would be analogous. He had three shtikas, but in the middle he had a screaming, so he had a machod, so there's no pattern of being shaysik. But that's not the case. He was shaysik for 4 years. But the second year, he had a valid reason, he had an excuse to be shaysik. So who says that break? Why should that break the pattern?
And couldn't you say that...
Like, what would be if the animal gored four times? But the second time, it had a reason to be negech. It was negech in self-defense. Would that break its being a Shor HaMuad? I don't see why.
The shore gores the first year, then the second year, it's not necessarily like, becoming friends with the other shore, it's just not goring. So too in our case.
No, but there again, I think we're taking too much time on this, but I don't, over there it's, there's something in the second time that's the anti of the first time. There's nothing in the second year that's an anti shtika. He was shaysik in the second year too. The most he has is the Rashbam says he has a reason to be shaysik. He has an excuse to be shaysik the second year. Why should that break the shtika of the first of the other years that he had no excuse?
Okay,
I want to leave it. I want to go back to. Okay. Now, Nemes is the Ramban and Lamed Olam. There's the Ramban. The Ramban is a different shot than Rav Huna altogether. It's a good idea. The Ramban in Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, the end of the sugya. Masech Hadvarim. It's a good one here. I'm not finding it the second, but anyway, it's in there somewhere. The Ramban over there, I'm going from the base, says that the reason why you need the tzufos, why a Rabbanu is master for tzufos, is because if he's master gimel shonim but the not for tzufos, he doesn't throw away his shtar. It's based on the idea that the Rishonim say that a person throws away his shtar after 3 years is only 3 years of being master. A person just sits there for 3 years and doesn't do anything. Avadi doesn't throw away his shtar. Otherwise, why would Chazok require anything? Just be there for 3 years. So that many Rishonim say that you only throw away your shtar after 3 years if you were working the soda for 3 years and the bialim were shaysik and nobody bothered you. So then you become complacent and then you throw away the shtar. Says the Ramban, the idea of Ravuna is that this complacency that you get after 3 years and you throw away your shtar is only 3 years with tzufos. But when the years are not with tzufos, even though there's a total of 3 years, but there was never 3 years with tzufos, then you never built up the complacency to throw away your shtar. And if you don't throw away your shtar, then there's no, then it's still an achmi shtarach, and there's no chazok. That's the Ramban. So the rate is that the Ramban is shitosa. The Ramban has to learn this way. Never mind Hilchus now, we're back in the world of the Chachamim. But how did the Ramban learn the Chachamim? Tlashtim is doyin ish b'shtar. How did he learn Rabba? Tlashtim is doyin ish b'shtar, Tlashtim is doyin. What does that have to do with chazoka? The Ramban said on document base, talked already for 2 days about it, the Ramban learns that really the reglaim ludomer from the shtikas habayilim you could have earlier. Exactly how much earlier, that we talked about a lot. Is it after one achila like the ritva, or does it depend on the nature of the marakama like the nesivis? But at some point, long before 3 years, there could be already a reglaim ludomer from the shtikas habayilim. So what takes 3 years? The reis of achmi shtorach. So you have to have 3 years to get past the race of Afri Shtorach, and then we say Lo Lachinim Shosa. So Lefi the Ramban, the Shtikas HaBailin was significant. The Reglayim Ledover of the Shtikas HaBailin never needed 3 years. It could be enough to have just one Achilo. Certainly, if the Bailin is the captain, so why would you need Gimel Shana Mitzufas? The Reglayim Ledover you have after, let's say, the first year. But the reglaim ludover of the shtikas habayim you have after the first year. So who cares if he had an excuse for being shaysik the second year? But he had no excuse to be shaysik the first year, and the first year is already the whole reglaim ludover. So what's this whole ritz? The rest of the other 2 years are just for the guy to throw away his shtar. So why do they have to be ritzufas? Hakochach, the rabbi has to learn that the ritzufas is a condition of throwing away the shtar. That's a cheshbon pasht. That's why I'm a double pasht. The Ramban has to learn. Since the Ramban learns that the reglaim dover you have before 3 years, and the whole need for 3 years is because to get out of the achmi shtorach, then it's muchuk that the need for ritzufos must be because otherwise there's no. Otherwise it's still an achmi shtorach. You need the ritzufos to get out of the achmi shtorach. So that's the Ramban. You only throw away your shtar if you have gimel shana ritzufos. Which leads to the following question. What does the Rashbam hold? So, we don't really know that right now. But how does Rashbam learn Rav? What's the Rashbam's theory of Rav? That we didn't talk about. I said it's really all over the... So we don't know yet either. But we do have one Rashbam that we did see was the Rashbam and Daf Mem Beis. With the Rashbam and Daf Mem Beis said, how come Cheskes Karka takes 3 years and Cheskes and Metalton takes only 1 year? Says the Rashbam, because by Karka, by Metalton you don't write a star, and by Karka you write a star. So it's Meduik B'chor in the Rambam, in the Rashbam. Again, we're going to have to see this. Other Rashbams, the Rashbam is a whole mess. But meanwhile, L'pshuto, it's Megur in that Rashbam. Maybe this is even the Maskana, but it's Megur in that Rashbam, that if not for the fact that on Karka you write a star, Karka would be the same as Metalton, you would have a Chazok Miyad. It would be, it's Mavur in the Rashbam, that for Etzim, the Tfisus Karka should be like Tfisus Metalton. Should be a Tfisus Muchachas in the language of the Ritual. It should be a Tfisus Muchachas. It's a Tfisus Muchachas. Does the Rashbam mean that Etzim is a Tfisus Muchachas like Metalton? Does he mean Al Yedei the Shlikas Habaylem is a Tfisus Muchachas like the Loshna of the Ritual and Afkaf Chesam and Al? Any of them. Sounds more maybe that the Rashbam holds it's Mamish like Metalton, because he has that as a Kasha. My ikav and karka l'metalton. What do you mean, my ikav? Metalton, you have a tfisa muchachas sebeetzim, and karka, you don't necessarily. It sounds a little bit in the Rashbam that he holds that the tfisa is mamish muchachas mitzad atzmai, the way it is by metalton, like chasukin is begasim b'shalim achasukin. But even if not, even if it's a tfisa muchachas only mitzad shtikas abaylam, but akapanim, it says in the Rashbam that really karka should be like metalton. You should have a chazoka miyad. So why don't you have a chazoka miyad? Because the derech is to write a star. The chari means achri star. In other words, that Rashbam and Nachman Beis sounds like he holds Al Derech, the Ramban, Al Derech, the Ritva in particular. It sounds mamash like the Ritva. The Ritva says, Pshat and Rova, is after one achilu you have a chazaka, because it's a tfisu muchachas, but for 3 years there's an achvish torach. You put the Ritva and by Rova together with the Ritva and Chavchesa Madalif about tfisu muchachas, and it says in the Ritva that after one achilu really you have a tfisu muchachas because of the shtika sabayim, but you have to wait 3 years in order to have an achrei shtar. That's what it sounds. The Rashbam and Daf Mem Beis seems to hold to be from that sheet. If that's the case, so then I don't understand the Rashbam by us. If in fact there's a tfisu mechachas after one achila, there's a tfisu mechachas miyad, don't even tell me. And the only reason why you have to have 3 years is because the derech is to write a shtar, and since you write a shtar, l'chori means, and therefore till 3 years go by, there's an achrei shtar. So then, who cares that we have that the Marakama has an excuse that why was he shoysik the second year because he saw that Golas Adaitech the Lav Didoch? Who cares about the second year? The Marakama was already, there was already a Reglaim Ladova, there was already a Tvisu Muchachas from the Shtik of the Baal of the first year. The Baal didn't have a crystal ball the first year, and know that the second year you're not going to be there. So in the first year when the Baal was shoysik, you already have a Tvisu Muchachas. So what's the whole 3 years? Because the Derech is to write a star, and it takes 3 years to throw out the star. So why do you need Ritzufas? Yeah, the Ramban says because you don't throw out your star with that Ritzufis, but that's not what it says in Rashbam. Ula, I know you might, but I think it's too awesome with the Rashbam. That the Rashbam means that you only throw out your star. Why do you throw out your star? Because the Baal was shaysed. But if the Baal had an excuse to be shayseg, then therefore you shouldn't have thrown it because Golas Adaitech the Lav Didoch, then the machzik should not have been so complacent to throw away Yishtar. Because what's he being so complacent about? The machzik was shayseg for other reasons. It's his own fault. Yeah, maybe, if you have to, but it's very sus in the Rashbam, and the ik is missing the Rashbam. But it's in this Rashbam is mashma. I think we just have to throw this in the mix of, throw this into the eventually when we come to discuss the Shita of Rashbam, we have to remember that here we have a Rashbam that sounds like you need a shtik of 3 years you need a shtik of 3 years. The Moshe, we had Rishayim behold, you need a shtik of 3 years in order to generate a Raglayim Adavah. We had a Rabbi Yoina, the Rashba, who say that you need a shtik of 3 years. What did Rabbi Yoina say? Rabbi Yoina said they were misaken that you should be meitah before he throws out the shtar. And therefore, if you're not meicher, then it's a raya that you sold it to. How's that shtim over here? Right, that was Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah said, "Chacham, since people throw out the star after 3 years, so chacham, so therefore, hitilu alo chachamim lumchais. Chazal made a takana that the Marakama has to be Meicha before the guy throws out a shtar. And once you have that takana, then the failure to be Meicha is proof that that the Marakama sold the field. Does that work with this Rabbeinu Yonah over here? Rabbeinu Yonah over here says that you need Ritzufais because otherwise it's not Kidemachsiki Inshi. He looks like a Ganav. It's a little bit strange also in Rabbeinu Yonah. But the main thing what Rabbeinu Yonah should say is what the Ramban says. That when it's not Ritzufais, he doesn't throw out a star. And if he doesn't throw out a star, then that gives you more time to be Meicha. You have to be Meicha before he throws out the star. But if it's not Ritzufais, then he doesn't yet throw out the star. If he doesn't throw out the star, then you don't have to be Meicha. That's what I would have expected Rabbeinu Yonah to say. Rabbeinu Yonah says, since the Machzik wasn't Machziki, the Machziki in Shi, it's more like a Derech HaGanovim. So therefore, the Marakama didn't see a need to be Meicha. How does that stem with the Rabbeinu Yonah that the need to be Meicha is a Takanas Chachamim before you throw out the star? Well, I think it's not so schwer. Even though it's a takhanas chachamim, that you have to be mecha before he throws out the shtar, but you need the chazokah to instigate the macha. In other words, when I see a guy being machzik in my field, that I should protest. That's a natural thing, I should protest. But who says I have to protest now? I can protest 10 years from now. Eventually I have to protest. Eventually I have to take him to base and I have to do something. So, Chacham said, no, you have to be Meicha before he throws out the shtar. That's the Tekon, if you're Meicha before he throws out the shtar. But it's still a given that the Mechon needs, this Gemara is Meforoshes, that if you're not Machzik, Inshi, I don't have to be Meicha. That's Gemara. How does it seem to Rabbeinu Yonah that Mechon is a Tekon as Chacham? So who cares if you're Machzik, Inshi? So it goes, the machoy is I'm protesting what you're doing. Chacham gave me a deadline that I have to do it before 3 years. Before 3 years they're up. But the protesting is that I'm protesting what you're doing. If you're not doing anything that deserves a protest, then there's no reason for me to be meicha. If there's no reason for me to be meicha, then the takanas chacham doesn't kick in. The chacham, if you do something that instigates my machoy, then chacham said that machoy has to be before you throw out the shtar. Says Rabbi Yonah, if it's not Ritzufais, then it's not a thing that's my Macha. So if you're Rabbi Yonah, actually, it's good to see. Well, we have the Rashba. The Rashba says, I have to be Meicha. There's no particular time frame. 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. But if I wait for you to throw out the star, so then it looks like I'm being married. It looks like I'm a sneaky guy waiting for you to throw out the star. But again, the Etzim Shtika is not a year. The Shtika is that I'm being Shaisik for 3 years. I really could be Shaisik for 4 years and 5 years. That would also be legitimate. I could. No, there wouldn't be a deadline. The deadline is when you throw out the star. But it's one Shtika of 3 years. I could say I'm really not a captain. I'm so patient that I wouldn't get angry for 4 years, till 5 years. But it looks suspicious. It doesn't look like I'm a guy who's so patient that he waits 5 years to be Meicha. It looks like I'm a guy who's so tricky that I wait for you to throw out the star to be Meicha. So that's why I have to be Meicha before 3 years are up. But Be'etzin, there's a possibility that maybe I'm a guy who's not Machba until after 4 years. So if you're not there for year two, so I could say, so there's nothing for me to be Machba on, because minimum, I never built up to a Kedah. We're running out of time now. Okay, just to make a sikkum in this last nekudah, that we have basically two mahalchim. Why when it's not Ritzufais is there no chazak? So we have the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Yonah. They say it's mitzad l'shtikas ha'bailam. But the bailam have an excuse why he was shaysik. Because golus adayt of the lab yidoch, the language of the Rashbam, or the Rabbeinu Yonah says, because you look like you're doing tiderech haganovim. So I didn't have it. It was nothing that instigated that I should be meicha. And the other one, we have the Ramban, and Aflam Medvod, who says that if it's not Ritzufais, then you don't throw out your shtar. You never got complacent enough to have a reason to throw out your shtar. V'pshutai, the Ramban's l'shitasai. That really, the reglaim of my shtika is after the first achilah. or at least if I'm a captain, then for sure it's after the first achila. So why does the rest of the time have to be ritzufis? The rest of the three years is just to get out of the achish tarach. So why does it have to be ritzufis? Al kokoch, that the din of ritzufis was a din of when you throw out the shtar. On the other hand, we have the Rashbam Rabbeinu Yonah. They say that the ritzufis, the reason why you need ritzufis is because if there's no ritzufis, then I have a reason why I was shoyt. I have an excuse for being shoyt. So in Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba, and that would make sense. They learned that I'm not necessarily makbid after 1 year. I'm only makbid after 3 years, or maybe even four or five. Except this takanas chacham, I can't wait so long, or it looks sneaky if I wait so long. But etzem itzad atzmi, my kpedo could take three or maybe even more years time to cook up, to come up to a boil. And if in the middle you keep being megaladas, that is lav didoch, or being doing things that are not going to machzik inshi, then I never came to a boil, so I never had a reason to be meich in the first place. So that works out very well. Lishitosam. But the problem is the Rashbam. The Rashbam and the Mem Beis sounds like that there's really a Tfisu Muchachas right away. So you only need the 3 years because there's a shtar and you have to get out of the Achle Shtarach. So I would have expected the Rashbam to explain Ritzufay Sal Derech the Ramban, that it's a shear in when it takes to when you throw out your shtar. Nice, the Rashbam says that it's a shear in the Kepedah Sabah. So how do those two things go together? How does this Rashbam stim with the Rashbam and the Mem Beis? That's problematic. That was the last thing we discussed. And then earlier in Shiva, we discussed this for making ready Sikkum, is that it's Mufur in the Gemara that the din of Ritzufis is true even in the Tanakhama. Because Gemara wants to be medayikit in the language of Tanakhama and Miyoy Miyoy. Especially the Fila Rashbam, that's the emes. That even though Miyoy Miyoy might have been interpreted otherwise, but once we have Afuno, so we read that back into the Mishnah, Miyoy Miyoy means Ritzufis. And the Gemara in the Kashi for sure thought that Miyam Miyam means Ritzufis. So we're worried that the Tanakhama has the din of Ritzufis. So if the Tanakhama is Chachamim, like those Rishonim, the Ramban, and so on, so fine. No surprises over here. They have the din of Ritzufis. They have the Chachamim. What else? That's the halacha. But if you hold like Rashi and the Rashbam, that the Tanakhama holds Yushua, then so we hear a big chiddush that the din of Ritzufis is true even in Holchei Yushua. And that I thought is also problematic because it's not a shtik of 3 years. It's a shtik of 1 year repeated three times to make a pattern. Well, each year shtik was a real shtik. Each year shtik didn't have the shtik of the first year. He was a lot of shtik. He doesn't know what's going to happen in the second year. And the shtik of the third year and the fourth year is also a shtik of a haraya, a significant shtik of a haraya. If he shows like 3, 4, and 5, then you have 3 years. So who cares that in year number 2 there was an excuse not to be mech? Each one of the other years in its own right was a reis, and three reis is a pattern, and you're out. So how does the din of ritzufis work in holchei yusha? That's a problem.